So guys, today I'm going to be talking about the different ways you can use and smoke marijuana. So today, I know there's different ways you can smoke, use it, vaporize it, edible stuff like that.
Can't forget about bongs, bowls, blunts, papers, dab rigs, wax rigs. Let's see. You got your vaporizers, you got your steam rollers, you got your ice bongs. Hell, you got your edibles. Hell, there's a million different ways to get high.
So, Dave, what do you prefer the most?
I personally prefer a good old-fashioned bowl because to me it's the easiest and the most effective. You don't have to worry about paper soaking up all your THC and fucking you ain't gotta worry about roach clips or none of that shit. You just throw your weed in there, spark that shit up, and fucking carry on about your business.
I mean, personally, myself, I'm either between a bowl and a joint type person. Now, a blunt is like, when we just got the re-up and you ready to kick it with your friends. You
But
know what I'm saying?
see, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but I just have to disagree. I mean, 'cause I can get just as high off of a bowl as I do smoking a blunt. I mean, you only want to smoke a blunt when there's two or three people. If you're by yourself, you can smoke a bowl and get just as fucking high as you would off that
I mean,
blunt.
you do got a point there. You can fit just as much in a bowl as you can a blunt.
Depending on the bowl you have.
I mean, you got your half gram bowls, you got your gram bowls. I know there's bowls you can fit 3 grams in some.
Right. I mean, me personally, I just rather smoke out of a bowl. I mean, there's no paper there. There's no chemicals from the paper. None of that bullshit. It's just straight weed. And, it's just, to me, it's way better.
True. Now, what do you how do you feel about the vapes?
Vapes. To me, vapes are a little bit of a letdown. I had a vape pen, and it was basically just an over-glorified fucking sneak-a-toke.
Does it get you high?
It does, but like I said, it barely holds any weed, and then you gotta constantly keep fucking taking it and stirring it around to where the coal in it can actually heat your butt up to fucking actually do anything, and it's just a constant hassle. I mean, it's really not worth your time. I mean, by the time you do all that shit, I could have done smoke two or three bowls out of a regular pipe.
So, for everybody that does listen to our show, if you can encourage them to smoke out of one thing, what would you encourage them to smoke out of to not waste any marijuana?
I mean, me personally, beginner, seasoned vet, it don't really matter. You can't go wrong with a good old-fashioned glass bowl.
You got a point. Well, guys, that is it for the Dave and Tyler show. We'll see you later.
Peace out.
Yo, so today we're back with the Dave and Tyler show, but today Dave will not be with us, so it's just me. But what I want to talk about today is the legalization of marijuana, and that is a big problem with America. You know what I mean? Every state is different. Like Tennessee, where I'm at, it's not legalized yet. I mean, you can get your CBDs and shit like that, but I'm glad that Trump is really trying to take away the federal ban and let states make up their own decisions. I think what he is doing with that is great. I use cannabis a lot. I'm a regular user. If I wanted to get my medical marijuana card, I probably could, but I'm probably never going to because either way, I really don't give a fuck because I smoke it on a daily basis. But what we've talked about before, marijuana is, I don't classify it as a drug myself, but it says in studies that shrooms are more effective and more not harmful than marijuana, which I think that is false. Everybody has their own opinions, and let me just tell you why. Because shrooms make you hallucinate, they make you trip, which marijuana does not. I want to be coherent when I get high. Does that make sense? I mean, when I get high, I either tuck it up in a bowl, I smoke a blunt, I smoke a joint, I hit a bong, whatever. But you're still coherent, man. You're still coherent enough to do what the fuck you want. I think shrooms is basically the same thing as acid. And that's what a lot of people do not understand. Marijuana is not a drug. It comes from the ground. It's a plant. And no, you cannot even compare it to the coca plant because those are two different plants with two different DNAs and two different, that's another conversation. But the legalization of marijuana, I think, would be a great idea. And from what me and my buddy Dave are doing, we are going to petition to get marijuana legalized in the state of Tennessee, which is going to be soon. And down here where I'm from, there was actually a marijuana protest at the courthouse a couple days ago, and like 700 people showed up, and sadly, me and Dave did not get to be a part of that, and I really wish we could, but it is rescheduled for January 5th, as I've gotten the details. So whoever listens to my podcast, I would be grateful if y'all came out and supported it. I'm not the one running the protest, but the guy that is, I know him very well. He's an average cannabis smoker. You know, he smokes regularly. We all partake. I really hope to see y'all there January 5th. It is going to be great. I'm definitely going to that one. But it would be a great thing in our state if marijuana was legalized. You know what I mean? I think it would be so much better on the society. Tennessee would be out of fucking debt. I mean, just look at what Canada's done. They paid their whole debt off in one day opening one store. Look at Michigan. Look at Colorado. Look at California. You're not seeing no crimes nowhere. Marijuana is not harmful. That's what y'all dumb fuck liberals and goddamn Bible thumpers don't fucking understand. Well, that's it for the Dave and Tyler Show. We'll get back at you.